What are your first impressions of the place? When did you get in town? What was your first impression of the place?
Yeah, good impression. Everybody just welcomed me with open arms and got to meet some of the guys and stuff. So it was pretty cool. So I had good first impressions.
When did you get in town?
Yesterday morning.
What do you want to get, accomplish when you're on the field for such a short amount of time, the next 2 days?
Just getting the fundamentals down and getting used to how they want to play defense. You know what I'm saying? And just keep learning the fundamentals and just learning what coach wants me to do.
It's very early on, but are there a lot of similarities between what you did specifically at UCLA and what you'll be asked to do here?
Yeah. I mean, it's little tweaks and stuff, but. I'm getting used to it pretty quick, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Have you had that welcome to the Green Bay Packers moment yet?
Not really. I mean, I'm just happy to be here, honestly. this whole looking at my locker, I had to sit up there and it was crazy. It was a surreal moment. So I'm enjoying it.
Are you nervous, optimistic, enthusiastic? What are you that way?
I'm honestly enthusiastic. I'm ready to go. I wish I could stay here throughout the whole camp. I gotta leave on Sunday, but I mean, I'm happy to be here. I really am.
Any nerves?
Huh?
Any nerves?
No, I'm good.
Cross paths with any veterans?
Talked to Nick Perry. Talked to Nick Perry a little bit. I saw him and I saw Brett earlier today.
What was that conversation?
I mean, he gave me a big hug and I haven't saw him in a while, so he was happy.
How about the fellow Bruins as well on the team, Jones?
Yeah, I haven't seen Dayton yet. I texted him. He's supposed to be coming up to see me in a bit, but I haven't saw Dayton yet. I only saw Brett.
Have you walked down the tunnel or anything, and did you get to see the field and all?
No, not yet. I think we're doing a tour there or something today.
Kenny, what's it like wearing the green and gold? Just putting the G over your chest, what's that feeling like?
Man, it's a dream come true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's goal when they play from little leagues on is to get to the NFL, so. Especially being in a historic program like the Green Bay Packers, I mean it's wonderful. So I'm enjoying it.
Do you sense an opportunity right away with B.J. Raji retiring and some other things that have happened at your position?
Say it again.
Do you sense an opportunity right away?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do my job and I'm gonna play as hard as I can for the team and whatever the coaches put me at. I mean that's what I'm gonna do. So
how much pressure do you put on yourself?
None at all. I mean I just play football and. I just hope for the best. So
nothing comes along with that first round pick, but they're gonna expect a lot out of me.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
What do you make of your age? A lot of people have been talking about the maturity factor at 20 years old being here. What do you make of it?
I mean, when I went to college, I played at 17 and I had to mature quickly and I had to do the same thing here. So yeah, it's two different games, but I think we have a good core of veterans here. And I think they'd get me on the right page, and I'm going to be working to get on the right page.
What was that like, being a 17-year-old adjusting to the Pac-12 before a lot of these guys even go to their high school prom?
We had a lot of older guys, so they did a good job of keeping me intact and keeping all the young guys on our team intact. And I just went out there and worked hard every day and listened to coach.
What about the physicality of the game? You can be going up against guys 5 years older than you, obviously helped. Yeah. How were you able to do that?
I mean, you just got to get used to the speed and. I mean, that's what practice is for. I'm going against the best, so every day I'm gonna be going against the best, so I gotta get better somehow.
Does that give you an advantage being a young guy, going into a situation like this, knowing how to make up for that early in your career?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely when you're going against, Green Bay Packers is one of the best teams in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? And when you're going against the best every day, the only thing you could do is get better.
What did they ask you to do in today's practice? What do you want to get done these first couple of practices?
Just getting all the fundamentals down, the technique right, and coach is doing a good job of going slow when he needs to go slow and going fast when he wants to tempo things up. So I'm really just trying to learn under coach and just get everything down.
Kenny, a lot of people have talked in this process about your maturity and your character leading up to the draft. How much of that is based on what you had to deal with when you were growing up?
I think it has to do a lot. Adversity, really. Staying low and just being who you are. You don't got to change for nobody and just go in and do what you need to do.
How hard was it to stay on the straight path? A lot of people with where you came from could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people saw the ESPN piece and where it could have gone with you, and it didn't.
Man, my mom, like I said earlier, my mom was she's a warrior, she's a tough woman, and she did a good job of raising me and my brothers and sisters. So, I mean, we, she just did a good job at that, man.
What do you make of the fact that you're 20, but there's another guy in your draft class who's 24 with a wife and a kid in back row? What do you think of that?
I mean, it's the life. It's the life of the NFL. It's the life of football. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just happy to be here, just to be playing with these guys, and I'm just happy, man.
What makes you ready to be here? What do you see out of Kenny Clark that says, yeah, this guy can be here?
My mentality. I'm not going to stop going. I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna be physical. And I mean, after that, I'm gonna listen to coach, and I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna try to mature as quick as I could.
What do you hope to establish with that relationship with you and McCarthy? You have that first one-on-one meeting.
I mean, that I'm here to play, and I'm gonna do my job, and I'm a team player first, and that I'm gonna play as hard as I can for the team, and I'm here to win.
Dayton called you Special K. Is that one of the nicknames?
Huh?
Dayton called you Special K. Is that one of the nicknames?
No, they usually call me KC. I mean, I never heard Special K.
After the draft, did you get to talk to your dad?
My dad talked to me.
When did you do that, or how long after, and what was his?
It was, I mean, right after I got drafted, he got a chance to watch the draft. So right after I got drafted, he called just crying and so excited. He was just so happy for his kid, and it was a good moment for all my whole family that was there.
Is there still hope, for, do you think, with this, with what you guys have been working so hard for all these years?
Yeah.
Where is it in the process now, and is there something that you're looking forward to in the future here?
I really don't want to get in like the specifics of where is that, but yeah, it's still hope.
What fatherly advice did he have for you before you got here? You know, you're starting your professional life now. What kind of fatherly advice did he have?
Just keep bringing that same mentality. My family, we're a bunch of hard workers, so. Just work hard, and he doesn't know Dayton and those guys, but he knows that everybody's here, and he knows it's a very veteran team. So he told me to just pick a couple guys and watch those guys and learn how they'd be great.
Being a first round pick is a big deal. I mean, there's that expectation that comes along with that. I know you're close with the tone. He went through this just a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. What kind of advice did he give you as far as how to handle that expectation early in your career?
Don't put no pressure on yourself, and just get ready. Just get ready to help this team win the championship. That's the first thing he told me. He told me to come in, work hard, and don't play any games, and get ready to mature quick and go.
Is that hard not to put the pressure on yourself? That is just a natural thing with it being a first-round pick?
Not really. I mean, I had a lot of pressure on me growing up in college, you know what I'm saying? So I think growing up and then dealing with Coach Moore, he did a terrific job at just keeping us low and not getting too hard, not getting too low.